According to the EPA, most 1,4-dioxane contamination of drinking water comes from leaking underground storage tanks, hazardous waste sites, and discharges from manufacturing plants. In the case of the Cape Fear River, it's most likely the latter, manufacturing. That's what David Andrews believes. He's a senior scientist with the Environmental Working Group in Washington, D.C. The EWG reports that the Cape Fear River Basin is one of the most contaminated areas in the nation for the likely carcinogen.
And it turned out that this 1,4-dioxane was coming from sewage discharge from some manufacturing facilities in most cases. And so these were places that were producing different types of plastics, or in one case, I believe they were making chemical dyes. In these cases, it was just being essentially washed into the sewer drain and went through the water treatment plant and then could contaminate water sources downstream of that.
It's not good for you. And according to the North Carolina Division of Water Resources, removal via conventional water and wastewater treatment processes are generally ineffective. David Andrews.
And 1,4-dioxane is a small cyclic ether. This just means it's a small ring compound that has carbon and oxygen. It's colorless, and at the concentrations typically found in contaminating drinking water, be completely odorless. It's typically an industrial solvent, as I said, used in some of these plastics manufacturing, and it can also be a byproduct of manufacturing cosmetics and soaps, typically.
However, here in the Cape Fear region, there are some signs of encouragement. According to Frank Stiers, Chief Operations Officer of the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, water filtration efforts are paying off, to the tune of removing two-thirds of the 1,4-dioxane that enters the water treatment plant.
You know, we're very fortunate here. This community's invested very heavily in the advanced treatment processes like ozone, ultraviolet disinfection, and we have a state-of-the-art plant, and we do attribute our effectiveness in removing the 1,4-dioxane to our ozone treatment process.
In the case of 1,4-dioxane, all fingers do not point to the Chemours facility. Cape Fear Riverkeeper Kemp Burdett.
One thing we know is that we're not just dealing with a discharge from Chemours. We're dealing with other discharges from industry upstream. We're dealing with discharges from coal ash ponds. We're dealing with discharges from wastewater treatment plants that don't effectively treat industrial waste. So it's not just perfluorinated compounds. And so these compounds interact with each other. They interact with the environment. Perfluorinated compounds in particular are extremely durable.
EWG's David Andrews.
It is encouraging to see that the state of North Carolina, as well as the Water Resources Division, have been relatively active in identifying the sources of these contaminants, be it especially for 1,4-dioxane, and working to stop or at least greatly reduce the ongoing contamination from some of these industrial sources. And I think that's an incredibly important first step.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.